You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. What's the most basic and effective way to start promoting your podcast? One thing you can do that I did that started giving me a solid foundation on my podcast was to go through my Facebook friends and message friends I thought would be interested in listening to my podcast. This allowed me to build that foundation, which then keeps listeners coming back, which gets my podcast off the ground. To find the right friends, what I would do is I would go through the newsfeed. I'd click just on the Facebook newsfeed. I'd see which of my friends were actively posting on Facebook, and I'd send my friend a thoughtful message like, "Hey, I saw based on what you were talking about, reference something specifically, you might be interested in listening to my podcast. In this episode, I talk about that." The more thoughtful you can make your messages, the higher rate of conversion you get when you send a message and someone actually listens. I did some more generic messages also that did get some people to listen, but it also got me some friend removals, which is fine. If someone can't be asked to listen to my podcast, we're not really friends on Facebook, are we? Therefore, I recommend the starting place to promote your podcast is to just use your Facebook profile, whatever social media you're on. Use what you already have. Use the relationships you already have are a great place to ask for help. And even if someone doesn't want to listen themselves, your mom might not want to listen to your podcast, but she might have a friend that or another family member to recommend. Often even the rejections you get when you make a very specific ask can help direct you in the right place. I'm amazed how many people have listened to my podcast just from sharing it consistently on Facebook, even to the point where I shared some things in my podcast. I forgot that so many of my friends and family were paying attention to my podcast. After I had asked so many to go listen to it, I shared some things that really offended people on my podcast and provide very clear proof that when you go through and start with your friends and family, especially on Facebook or via text message, then you've got that initial foundation. And once you've got the initial foundation, it's pretty easy to build up. Once you've got the initial foundation, all you really need is 100 people watching every episode to earn a decent income on your podcast. You can literally build that foundation with your friends and family and your communities that you're already a part of. So start with that. Don't expect people you don't know to come listen to your podcast. Ask people you already know. And if you're making a podcast that you don't want your friends and family listen to, you might think twice about that, because I've seen that the hard way. You make stuff you don't think your friends and family should listen to. You even tell at the beginning of the episode if your friend or family might not want to listen to this, and people listen to it anyway. I encourage doing everything on your podcast that you're proud to share with your friends and family, even if they might potentially get offended at one thing or another. If you do something that you can't stand to share with any of your friends or family or coworkers, it's really hard to promote your podcast. And if you can't promote your podcast and have people listening to it, there's really no point in doing it. Unless you just enjoy it so much that you don't care if anyone listens. In that case, then maybe you've got something. If you just want to do it and you're not interested in ever checking the earnings or the listeners, you just want to do it to do it, then go for it. Most of the time, it's some kind of collaborative matter. I do my podcast because I love doing it and because I love knowing people listen to it and it helps people. If it's just me doing it, well, I don't need to do a podcast. I can just sit here and listen to myself talk, right? Really, if you're doing a podcast, it's got to be some consideration about people listening to it. And if you can't ask the people you already know to listen to it, it's certainly ridiculous to expect you're going to try other strategies to get people to actually listen to it, but possible. Anyway, that's something I hope is useful for you in getting started with promoting your podcast. What you just watched is a free preview from a video course I think you'll love named Start a Podcast Today, free on anchor.fm with sponsorships. The course is $881 on my website. It includes all the videos plus any relevant updates and access to a Facebook group and a Discord server where you can ask me and your fellow students a question. If you'd like to take this course, will you please buy the course using the link in the description for $881, because I imagine you've got this far into the video, you will love the full course. If you'd really like to get to know me, will you please buy my Speaker Meeting 2017 book on Audible or on Amazon, because this is my incredibly honest autobiography. You will love hearing the stories of the worst and most challenging parts of my life in addiction and in recovery, how I've been gifted by so many kind and loving and generous people the life of my dreams today, and why and how I try and give back every single day. This you can get on Audible and on Amazon on paperback or Kindle. If you'd like to buy the book, will you please go to jerrybanfield.com and click the links there to buy it, because you will feel great knowing that helps me earn the most as the author.